Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine gave K-12 students the all-clear to play sports this fall, but left the final decision up to each school district. In Akron, the school board ended up allowing students to play, in part because some said it's an issue of equity that's worth the risk. Jenny Hamill from WCPN Idea Stream has the story.
Got him buried. We got him pinned. We're closing. We should get a tackle. That's good.
Hey, Keywon.
It's Saturday afternoon, and the players on the Kenmore Garfield High School football team are going through some drills. These players were really close to not having a season, and they lost several weeks of practice time. So now that they're back out on the field, there's an added layer of gratitude mixed in with all that sweat.
Ready!
Yep.
All right. Set! Go!
3D! 3D!
17-year-old Tyjon Gary is playing quarterback for the team this year. He doesn't mince words when you ask him just what getting to play means.
Football, to me, is life. Like, I've been doing this since I've been 6, 7 years old, every day, nonstop. And everybody out here be doing the same thing.
Gary will also tell you that having a season his senior year means more chances to make big plays during games. And that means more film to put on a highlight reel. He says his chances for college bank on this.
For me, this is my only way out. So if I don't make it to college, I'm going to just have to work a job the rest of my life.
You got to be here, man, commanding the situation, saying, go.
That's Kenmore Garfield's head football coach, Kemp Boyd. He says that for several of his seniors, bringing that kind of intensity onto the field this year will be their best chance to get into a Division II or III university or a junior college. He remembers that soon after the Akron school board voted against letting fall sports go forward, Tyjon told him over the phone he might have to transfer.
He really didn't want to leave, but he said, Coach, man, I don't see any other opportunity for me to have an inroad to go to college outside of being able to play football. And if I can't play, then I'm hurting my chances of college. And that's what really made me kind of wake up the next morning and say, man, I got to start calling some people.
Boyd says that for the young men on his team, they've always seen themselves as the have-nots compared to the haves. It's been no different during the pandemic.
Everything that's getting dictated to our young people is, hey, you're going to go virtually, and also we're taking away sports from you. So for me, that was just an equity issue.
And Boyd says coming to the field almost every day provides a safe haven away from the violence swirling around these young men. In August, Akron police reported homicide rates had gone up 50% since 2019, and gun violence had surged dramatically too.
But the young men that I coach, which a majority of them look like me, they have a higher chance of dying through street violence, through gunshot, than they do to COVID.
Good, good, good.
But they also know COVID-19 is a very real risk. The coaches wear masks on the field, and there's other safety protocols in place too, like no locker rooms. But the coaches, players, and their parents seem to be on board. Austin Druhard is a senior on the team.
I think it's a risk everyone's willing to take, because when we got the game taken away from us, it really hurt a lot of us. So I feel like having this back, everybody knows the risks, and they're willing to work with it.
Druhard and the other Kenmore Garfield Rams have been told that what they do off the field to keep themselves safe from COVID-19 is just as important as what they do on the field, and it's something they abide by.
Rams on three, Rams on three, 1, 2, 3, Rams!
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Hamill in Cleveland.